Victoria Council is hoping to establish more car-free zones and pedestrian plazas, which could mean more streets could be closed to motor traffic. Council voted unanimously Thursday to direct its staff to establish and accelerate pilot projects for partial or complete road closures to establish new boulevards and community spaces. Coun. Matt Dell, who brought the motion forward, said Fernwood Square, created by closing Gladstone Avenue at Fernwood Road to motor traffic, is an example of what closing off a road can do for a community. The simple act of closing a road in Fernwood made, easily, one of the most vibrant and desirable neighborhoods in the city, he said. Rather than going, well, that's a special case in Victoria, we can go, hey, we can do more of these types of squares around Victoria. Dell said establishing more pedestrian-only zones would also help the city address road safety and climate change. I know these are hard conversations to have and they really are kind of a generational decision. I'm sure at the time when Fernwood Square was created, I'm sure there was some opposition or there was some uncertainty over what that would look like, but we know in hindsight it's been an absolute win for the city. Though council members had ideas for other possible areas suitable for road closings, ranging from the spot in James Bay where Toronto, Menzies and Simcoe Streets meet to parts of the Fernwood and Oaklands neighborhoods, the motion leaves it to city staff to come up with possibilities. Staff was directed to choose areas where motor traffic would only be marginally affected, and where safety and community livability would be enhanced, and to consider ways of activating streets and supporting small businesses with pedestrian zones. City staff said they would also look at the potential impact of road closures on neighboring streets. Coun. Krista Lawton spoke in favor of neighborhood, villages, that are thriving spaces with increased walkability and decreased car traffic. These villages do a lot for us. They do a lot for climate action. They do a lot for gathering spaces for people, she said. It also helps get people out of their houses and interacting and socializing with one another. Coun. Dave Thompson said the public should expect council to pedestrianize more street spaces in the future, although Coun. Chris Coleman warned of the need to ensure neighborhoods are on side with road closures. Engaging the public in this process becomes critically important, he said. Dell agreed, noting the intention is not to make anyone's life miserable or make other streets more dangerous. That's always a fine balance, and I think we can find that balance, he said. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.